always hear about when you're playing in difficult weather situations, like with a lot of rain, that the home team that's used to playing in those conditions have an advantage. Do you believe that, or is it we all wear the same shoes and everyone that does the same kind of conditions?
Well, I think, you know, elements are part of football, so, you know, we're going to be fine. Whatever it is, I mean, both teams playing in that surface is what we believe in, and, you know, we just been talking about the right shoes and, you know, shoes that work and for any kind of condition and on that grass. So, you know, we're worried about the Chicago Bears, and if it's raining, great. If it's snowing, great. If it's hot, we, you know, we're doing the best we can to be ready.
Other than Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles combo, do the Bears offer some of the more unique matchup issues, Marshall and Forte?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that Forte is really a class act. He's a hell of a football player. You know, Bennett's always been a problem in the red zone. He's an underrated guy, and I think they might have the tallest group of receivers, you know, with Bennett, Jeffrey, and, of course, Marshall. So, I mean, these guys are gigantic. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us, and, of course, Cutler is going to throw the ball as hard as he can, you know, so we got to be ready for it because I don't think anybody's got a fastball like he does.
How much steadier does he look this year with Justin kind of being there?
Yeah, I think Aaron Cromer's doing a great job out there, you know, protecting him, doing the things to allow Cutler to use his big arm instead of running for his life like, you know, has been in the past there. So, you know, I think they do a great job. You know, I know Trestman's been around a long time and back in the league. And, you know, they got some fine coaches. Skip Pete does a great job of teaching protection. You know, so, hey, you know, we have our work cut out to get to this quarterback. They've protected Cutler, which he's probably never had in his lifetime. So he's playing really well, too.
What do you think has been the best part of your defense up to this point?
I mean, you know, I think the best part is, you know, our guys try hard every week. We try to get better every week. And that's really our mindset. I think everybody puts everything they have into it. And we prepare hard, we play hard, and we're just trying to get better each week. And if we can be a little tiny part of our success, that'd be great.
Has the unit surprised you a little bit with the start? Or did you
I mean, when I got here, it's all through the OTAs and training camp. This group works hard. They're a well-coached group by our coaches, you know, Joe Vitt and Bill Johnson and Wesley McGriff and Andre Curtis. So, I mean, you know, this has been a well-coached group. So, but it's a highly motivated group. I think, you know, we all have egg on our face from last season. And you know, we take that serious. We want to be a hell of a lot better than what people think we are. And you know, so we're just working hard to be a little tiny part of our success.
You got the game ball after the game. Was that a touching moment for you? I know it must have been a tough weekend.
I mean, I think, you know, that's just Sean being Sean. I think, you know, everybody goes through those things. They experience those things, and it's a class act by Sean and the organization, and they are class act all the way. I mean, for me getting down there for the funeral and everything else, from Mr. Benson and Mickey and Sean and Joe, I mean, you know, that's the way it is. Certainly not that I deserved it, but but it's awfully a nice gesture for sure.
You went Sunday or Saturday?
I forgot when we played, but whatever the day was after. Tuesday morning. But, yes, thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, you said that you hadn't put so much on a rookie as you had with Kenny Vaccaro. Is it fair to say something similar about John Jenkins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's playing nose tackle, so he doesn't have to do quite as much thinking, but he's got to do a lot of fighting, you know. These rookies, they've been well coached in college, but they're an exceptional group. They work really hard. They've got great veterans in front of them, you know, that are showing them the way to do it. And these guys have bought in. They work hard. And our whole thing is, for a man, every man here, coaching, playing, whatever it is, we want to get better. We want to give everything we got and try to win one game, you know, that week. Our guys are responding. Whatever their roles are, everybody's taking to them, and they work really hard, and we're just trying to get better each week and be a little tiny part of our success.
Has Jenkins done enough during his brief time, you know, extra time in the rotation to kind of make some tough decisions when some other guys get back out?
No. I think Jenkins has done a great job, and we were counting on him to contribute right when he broke training camp. So none of that's changed. I think, you know, right now, whoever we line up with is going to play as hard as we can play. And when we get veterans, that's going to even make it better, because when the rest of the league is getting banged up, we're getting healthy. You know, so we're looking forward to that. We've got a lot of excellent football players that eventually will come back and help us. And we're excited about that. But John Jenkins is always going to be a key guy for us when we broke training camp.
You mentioned the tall receivers. One or two more. Is there a different point of emphasis? You mentioned taller receivers earlier. Is there a different point of emphasis this week?
I mean, we have played some giants. They just got them all over the field. Usually they've got one gigantic guy, and, you know, this team's got them all. So, you know, Wesley McGriff does one tremendous job with these guys. So we've been working on the high throws that Cutler will fire in there to these guys. So it's a constant state. You know, it looks like all these guys nowadays get like that. I mean, they're gigantic. So we've been working hard at that, and we know we've got our hands full, but we've prepared really well, and, you know, we just want to be successful. That's all.